Before engaging the man I'm pretty sure is impersonating Corporal Maynard, I flick on my night vision with a thought, scanning past him for other potential hostiles. On the horizon, the teeth of a broken city jaw at the sky. It's hard to think of this planet as humanity's birthplace. Now it's just another place to put a subverse node. Come to think of it, I remember reading that the uploads here like the nostalgic vibe Earth gives off. Funny. The further we get from our origins, the more obsessed with them we become. I turn off night vision. There's a German shepherd lying next to the imposter, probable imposter, and it notices me first as I approach the crackling fire, followed by its owner. The dog glares directly into my eyes, a dominance display. But the man is staring at my birthmark. I learned to tell the difference pretty young. "Forget to wash your face," he asks. That triggers a memory. A kid joking that my birthmark is my mother's lifeblood, still spattered all over my face. Then, I'm straddling the kid with no memory of how I got there, fists smacking against his head again and again. An instructor shouting, "Joe Pikeman, stop that this instant." And I did, feeling glad she stopped me. As the dog growls deep and low through its steel cage muzzle, I squat beside the fire and study my new friend on the opposite side. He's made his camp on the leeward side of a sand dune, complete with a rock to sit on and a lopsided spit-roasting setup. The flames show his space-black guardsman's uniform is rumpled, and a gun belt lies a few inches from his left hand, a holstered laser pistol within easy reach. "I'm looking for Corporal Maynard," I say. Somewhere out in the night, something yelps like it's about to die.
"That's me."
"Is it?
I got the face, don't I?
Do you have the ID?" He rummages inside his coat and produces an octagonal coin, which he flips over the fire. Catching it, I hold it steady for my datasphere. The coin turns emerald and the golden text appears above it. ID confirmed.
"You're a troubleshooter, then,"
the man claiming to be Corporal Maynard says, as he reaches forward to rotate the carcass of whatever he managed to trap out here. Looks like it might be a fox. "What else would I be? You had to notice my ship touching down." He nods.
"We see trouble, we shoot it.
That's the motto, ain't it?
Unofficially. But you're only supposed to come here if we got problems with the subverse."
Firelight glints off the ID coin, which I'm still weighing in my hand.
"You do have problems." "Not according to the terminal. I just checked this morning, and it says everything's fine."
He tilts his head sideways, though his eyes don't leave mine. "Then either the terminal's lying, or you are. Guess which one I consider most likely." My new friend doesn't answer, and I glance to my left, switching on night vision again. A green gloom replaces the darkness, revealing the corrugated metal shack I know houses the terminal.
"I could go check the terminal myself."
"Why don't you?"
"Because I'm not convinced you won't shoot me in the back if I do."
"There'd be no advantage in that."
"Not if you're really Corporal Maynard, no. But if you're someone impersonating the corporal, a pirate, for example, who smells profit and interfering with a troubleshooter's business, that's a different story."
"Ridiculous."
"Right now, it's looking pretty likely," I say, and extend my right thumb.
"First, there's my orders to come here and find out why all contact's been lost with the Sol subverse. Space scrapers keep returning after a few laps around the sun after failing to establish any connection." I extend the pointer finger. "Second, you're telling me everything's peachy." I look down at my hand, which now forms a gun shape, then back up at the man wearing a guardsman uniform.
"That's it, actually.